This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of you are losing your hair? The answer should be all of you. All of you should be raising your hands. All of us lose hair. That's just part of that's part of life. We have hair that dies. We have follicles that stop growing. Some of us might lose hair more than others. But hair loss just comes with, it just kind of comes with the territory. Now, early balding, right, that's could be a sign of heart disease. So if you have individuals in your family who are in their 20s and losing hair, I would make sure they're getting checked out. Hair loss starts to become a little bit more prominent as we're middle age. But there's a lot of things that can play a role in terms of losing hair. And by the way, it's not always male pattern baldness. Females can lose their hair as well. Genetics is a biggie. The most influential genes for hair loss come from our mother's X chromosome. Mom's X chromosome, mom gets two X's, right? Females get an X from their mom, an X from their dad. But it's the X chromosome from the father, they believe, can be the culprit. But if you're getting it from your mom's X chromosome, it means maternal and paternal genes can both be responsible for baldness. Now, if you're male, your father gave you his Y chromosome. So you got your X from your mom. That doesn't mean you blame your mom. But your mom could have gotten her X from dad. Her dad. So you see how it could be both male and female genes that could be affecting your baldness. Now, sex hormones, androgens, your testosterone, your estrogen drops, those could also affect your hair loss. Certain medications can do it. Anabolic steroids can cause hair loss. Certain illnesses like low thyroid. Diabetes, when I see somebody losing their hair or thinning their hair, I check them for diabetes. I also check them for high cholesterol. One study found prostaglandin D2 protein may block hair growth in those who suffer male pattern baldness. Now, I don't know where you get prostaglandin D2 protein, but that might actually be a focus of future research. So what do we have now for hair loss? Right. Well, I like to recommend biotin and supplements. I think those are pretty very, very helpful. I think vitamin D. In fact, some people say not only vitamin D and biotin, but pumpkin seed oil supplements can help. So your hair loss could be not only your follicle not necessarily growing thicker hair, could be your follicles growing thinner hair, but it also could be you're growing the hair and it's breaking. So I used to have hair that could go down to my mid-back. And about 5 years ago, it stopped doing that. And it only went down to my shoulders at the most. But my hair is growing because you see my roots. So we're thinking that maybe it's breaking off. So one thing to do to protect your hair is to protect hair breakage. Okay? Make sure you're not overwashing your hair. Make sure you're not overstyling your hair, overheating your hair, overputting chemicals. Now, there's a lot of medications out for hair loss. A couple years ago, I talked about there was a study published in JAMA Dermatology that decided to rank the best hair products to stave off baldness. In their meta-analysis, they looked at Avodart, which is dutasteride, which is a medication used to treat benign prostatic hyperplasia, and they found that to work better than other products, even better than Rogaine or Minoxidil. So they ranked the following products in terms of staving off baldness in this order: oral dutasteride, 0.5 milligrams, oral 5 milligram finasteride, oral 5 milligram minoxidil, oral 1 milligram finasteride. Then the topical minoxidil, the 5% topical minoxidil, came in fifth. The 2% topical minoxidil came in sixth. And then an oral minoxidil, 0.25 milligrams, came in seventh. So they said the greatest increase in total hair count at 24 weeks was with that 0.5 milligrams per day of Avodart, significantly more efficacious than finasteride and others. So what are these medications? Well, they're 5 alpha reductase inhibitors. Yeah, I'm teaching you guys something. I know. No, the show didn't change. It's still me. Just once in a while I teach you guys something. So the 5 alpha reductase inhibitors, such as dutasteride, finasteride, prevent the 5 alpha reductase enzyme from converting testosterone to dihydrotestosterone. That is responsible for enlarging prostates and causing male pattern baldness. So it prevents the conversion. Now, how does then minoxidil work? Well, it's a vasodilator, so it improves blood flow to the hair follicle. So that's why, because people ask, why are we putting on topical treatments for hair loss? Well, because these topical treatments reportedly increase blood flow. That can help enlarge your hair follicles, help stimulate their anagen or their acting growth phase. Now, Avodart, so here's the thing. These medications used for prostate issues, not all of them are FDA approved for balding. And with these medications, you also have to make sure there were some studies showing how some of these medications could be linked to more aggressive prostate cancer. Now, I don't know if some of those now have been debunked, and some of those theories have been debunked, but if you're going to be using any medication that can interfere with the way your testosterone is metabolized, for the love of God, make sure a doctor is keeping an eye on your prostate, you know, keeping an eye on your testosterone, and keeping an eye on, you know, and deciding, figuring out why, deducing why you're having baldness. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to our producer, Daniel, for making the show happen as well. So, when I was pretty skinny for part of my school years, and then puberty happened. And I went from being tall and skinny to gaining 30 pounds during puberty. And my grandmother, my mom's mom, looked at me one day and says, "You're getting fat." And I go, "I know. Where did these boobies come from?" I mean, I liked my butt and my boobies when they were smaller. I could run faster. It's harder to run. And I dieted and I started running and all that. And then later, you know, the curves I appreciated, I endured. But I got to tell you, that year of puberty, going from a cup to a double B, early C, pretty shocking. But what did my grandmother, what was the term my grandmother used in the 80s? Fat. Well, we don't do that. Do you tell a person they're fat anymore? No. Well, what do you say? You say obese. You say you're overweight. You're obese. No. Experts say to stop that. You are not supposed to call a person obese. You're not supposed to call a person overweight. In fact, experts don't even want doctors to use those terms. Now, I know some of you are saying, well, what are we supposed to say? Calorically challenged? Curvy? Right? Love handle induced? What are we supposed to say? Well, all right. I get where health experts and public officials are coming from because I never liked the term alcoholic. When I would hear other students ask a Vietnam vet, are you an alcoholic? And that's horrible. Do you use alcohol? All right. That's more appropriate. Do you use alcohol a lot? Are you dependent on alcohol? You don't really want to call a person an alcoholic. I also don't like to call a person a diabetic. Now, do you have diabetes? So I get that, which is why they want us to say, do you have a weight issue? Are you struggling with obesity? Do you have an issue with being higher weight? They just don't want you to label somebody. They're a diabetic. They're an alcoholic. They are, like that, obese. Now, where did that come from? Why did we in medicine call people obese, alcoholic, diabetic? Well, the reasoning behind that was in the olden days when you said you had something, like you had, let's say, a rash or piles, which is what they used to call hemorrhoids. There was a, shall we say, an implication that it was temporary. You have piles, you push them back. You have a rash, you use a salve. But when you had a condition like Parkinson's, obesity, diabetes, etc., medical officials and public health officials would not use temporary lingo. So if you have diabetes, you probably had diabetes for life. So in order to express that this isn't a temporary thing, you're a diabetic. That's your identity now, or part of your identity, and you have this for life. You are obese. Right now, it's permanent until you change it. Okay? You are a quadriplegic. You are an alcoholic. There, and so the terminology was actually a psychological gimmick to make people realize that that's their new identity, and if they want to change that new identity, they would have to alter certain behaviors or seek treatment. Well, now medicine wants to go the other way. They don't want somebody identified by their medical condition. And it's interesting because we've had to kind of shake that in, you know, there's been some older doctors, you know, where I have, well, there's a person, you know, presents with chest pain. Are they a diabetic or not? So that they're like, okay, well, now I open up a whole new file and window and I see, okay, so now I'm looking at a diabetic may have X, Y, and Z and higher risk. So we've been trying to get older doctors to start not using those terms, saying the person does have diabetes, among a whole bunch of other things. And so now they want us to do that with obesity. Now, that's difficult in terms of these weight loss drugs, because in order to get insurance companies to pay for these drugs, it's your patient obese. How obese are they? What have they done? Is this obesity long-term? It's all about the obesity. And boy, when people do get these medications, they're almost really entrenched in that whole thing, as opposed to, yeah, you know, this is something we're going to treat. It's part of you. Yeah, to get insurance to cover it, it's all of you right now. And so I do support the idea of not labeling somebody that. What we don't want, though, are physicians, nurse practitioners, PAs, people in healthcare, so afraid to use the wrong term, that they don't bring it up. And we're having a lot of people do that. We have a lot of people not bring that up. And like I told you, I was talking to a mom about their child who was a toddler, not making a lot of diapers. Urine output was down. Child was dehydrated. I told mom she should take the child in. We'll send some nausea medicine, but she should take the child in. The mother completely lost it, saying I triggered her. And I should have never told her that. I go, never told you what? You should have never told me to take my daughter into the hospital. Or to the, I said urgent care. You should have never told me that. You triggered me. And I'm like, what should I have said? You should have said not to go. Now I'm triggered. I go, well, we can't lie. We can't lie. So, you know, we've kind of talked about on the show how we're so afraid of triggering that now people who don't have PTSD, who don't have mental health issues, who don't, you know, deserve to have, you know, the protections in place, they are now asking for those sorts of protections when you just have to try to get their kids some health care. And so it's a different world, and I'm adjusting too. I mean, I tried to figure out a nicer way to tell a parent to take the child to the urgent care, and I kind of don't know a nicer way than I think your child needs to be seen in person. If that triggers, well, we're in trouble, because a lot of people are going to get triggered over telemedicine when we tell them to go in and see a doctor in person or a provider in person. So what do you do if you have a family member who struggles with higher weight than normal? Well, don't do what my grandmother did. Now, I mean, my grandmother, she talks straight. I come from a family that talks straight. So, you know, we're not going to cry about things our family says to each other. We just move on. And trust me, our family is kind of brutally honest about stuff. But if you have family members or individuals or patients who are going to call the trigger police, what do you do? So if somebody isn't of the right weight, what I have done with patients, if I feel they're going to be afraid or accuse me of being, you know, a fat shaming or et cetera, I just don't use that term. I won't use the term obesity or things like that. What I would do is say, look, all right, let's take a look at the graph. Let's see where you fall. All right, this range, blame the graph. The graph says this is the range of people who struggle with obesity. And here is where you fall. I understand there's a lot of things that could be adding to that. But let's see what we could do in terms of decreasing some of this extra weight. Let's look at what it does blood sugar. Let's look at what it does to your cholesterol. Let's look at what it does to your blood pressure. Let's look at what it does to your joints. What if we try to shave off 5 pounds? Not shave off literally or surgically, but, you know, what if we try to do that? Let's see what it does. And I don't necessarily concentrate on names. What I do is I concentrate on the facts. Okay, you weigh 172 pounds. 172 pounds may be too high for your height, for your health. What happens if we bring you down to the 160s? Let's try it. What can we do? Let's drink more water. Let's eat more vegetables, eat more lean meat. If we think you need it, I wouldn't necessarily recommend the weight loss shots for somebody weighing 172 pounds if they're 5'8". But, you know, and then talk about things as the objective numbers. Now, are they going to later change the name weight and height? They could. Now, and I mean, we'll try to be as flexible as possible with that. But if you have a family member that is gaining weight, you know, one thing you could do is say, look, you know, I'm going to go in for a physical. Will you come in with me? I want us to check our cholesterol or blood sugar, see how we're doing. A lot of times, if you are afraid to talk to a family member about their weight, have them work out with you and say, look, I don't want to go alone. Will you come with me? Now, and then hopefully they'll also exercise too. You'll spot me and I'll spot you. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced. and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The 144th annual White House Easter egg roll is underway. President Biden saying he expects 40,000 visitors to participate in the festivities Monday, including military and veteran families, caregivers, and survivors. The theme this year is Eggucation, in which the South Lawn and Eclipse has been transformed into a school community full of education activities for children. Severe weather is in the forecast for today from the southern plains into the mid-Mississippi and lower Ohio valleys. Hail, heavy rain, and tornadoes are possible with storms moving into the mid-Atlantic and Gulf Coast Tuesday. The greatest threat for tornadoes is in Oklahoma tonight. Google says it will destroy data on millions of users' browser histories as part of a settlement in a lawsuit that alleges it tracked users in incognito browsers. This is USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember U.S. Embassy officials in the Cuban capital of Havana in 2016 had reported having various health issues that was later deemed deemed the Havana syndrome. And it has now affected more than 1,000 Americans. And at the time in 2016, it was thought that there was some foreign element that was causing this sort of syndrome. Some of the victims and the patients said they had heard sounds or felt something prior to them getting their symptoms. And it has been an absolute medical mystery. And Havana syndrome, even though many, you know, how now they've started to change medical conditions away from the cities. You know, like, remember there was the UK variant and the India, you know, variant of COVID. They stopped that so there wouldn't be a bias or discrimination against a city or country. Havana syndrome for now is still called Havana syndrome. Havana. So it's a mysterious sort of syndrome that will cause people to have tinnitus, loud sounds, chirping, clicking, screeching, pain in the ears, hearing loss, intense pressure or vibration inside the head, headache, impaired concentration, insomnia, depression, balance issues, nausea, unsteady gait, visual disturbances, memory issues. And there has been a lot of back and forth saying, you know, that, well, no, there wasn't any link, and there was a link. And so an insider report said the first incident of Havana syndrome symptoms may have happened earlier than 2016 when U.S. Embassy staff in Cuba started complaining about pain in their ears and strong pressure in their heads. Now, one official said there were likely attacks 2 years earlier in Frankfurt, Germany, when a U.S. government employee stationed at the consulate there was knocked unconscious by something akin to a strong energy beam. State Department security officer, according to Daily Mail, Mark Lindsay, worked in the U.S. consulate in Guangzhou, China, told 60 Minutes that he and his wife started experiencing symptoms after hearing strange sounds, like a marble going down a metal funnel. And this was back in 2017. He said he believes that he and his wife were targeted with a weapon using radio frequency energy for his work analyzing electronic threats to diplomatic missions using top secret equipment. Other staff members said they were struck while on U.S. soil, but reported hearing bizarre sounds and experiencing head pain, memory loss, impaired vision, and poor balance. According to physicist James Benford, weapons using radio frequencies can be as small as a suitcase or as big as a tractor trailer, and when used, could transmit the microwave energy through walls, glass, and brick. So it doesn't have to be somebody attacking or assaulting you right there in front of you. It could be next to a building. So now we're being told, now in the latest on that, ex-National Security Advisor John Bolton believes that it's Russia who is behind Havana syndrome, even though most of us have thought it was probably Russia, being it was in Cuba. But John Bolton has claimed that Russia is likely behind it. He is the former Trump administration official, and he said, when I was national security advisor, I was briefed on this. I think there's very likely some hostile adversary behavior here, whether it's Russia, China, maybe somebody else, but more than likely Russia. He says, I don't think the government, frankly, when I was there, took it seriously enough. I don't think they've taken it seriously enough since then. So retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Greg Edgreen led the Pentagon investigation to the Havana syndrome incidents, and he told 60 Minutes that he's also confident that Russia is behind the attacks. So now what? I mean, look how long it took us to, and we still are kitten gloving the whole COVID in China issue. I'll give China the benefit of the doubt, a lab leak, which I think happened August 2019 when it came to COVID. Their labs had leaked viruses before accidentally. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt that it was an accident. But when is somebody going to say China has an issue with their labs? Where's the World Health Organization? Where's the UN? So now that we're looking at these radio frequency weapons, okay, again, where's the World Health Organization? Where's the UN? That's kind of what they're supposed to do. I mean, we give them a lot of money to make sure that health ailments don't happen that could be preventable, or health ailments that could be used as weapons. So what countries, with this Havana, it's Havana, but, you know, in America we call Havana, because we like to, you know, talk a little bit with the twang, which I like. I very easy to say it, so Havana, I'm fine with that. But if we're going to use the proper enunciation, it's Havana. The first cases were reported in personnel in 2016 in the U.S. Embassy in Cuba, but at least 200 cases across the government are now under investigation, over 1,000 patients reporting that they have the syndrome. So headaches, dizziness, symptoms consistent with concussions, even though none of the embassy individuals we feel had head trauma. Some of the treatment requires months. Many have reported hearing a loud noise before the sudden onset of symptoms. And see, what makes that very suspicious is if you heard a loud noise and then you got these symptoms, then wouldn't the country say, yeah, we had an earthquake, or there was a, you know, we had some military that flew by, or, and when you have the country say, nope, nothing, sorry, nothing to see here, it's all in your head. Well, countries that it's been reported in, according to Daily Mail, is Cuba, United States, China, Russia, Vietnam, Austria, Germany, Serbia, UK, Georgia, Poland, Taiwan, Australia, Colombia, Kyrgyzstan, and Uzbekistan. And as I said, some of the little, I guess, radio frequencies, these little weapons, can be small. And so this is something that could be, you know, brought into our country and then used as weapons. I mean, look at how COVID leveled us. It shouldn't have. Public officials let it level us by not having enough hospital beds, by locking us down, by bringing patients, discharging them back to nursing homes, which I'm really still sour on that. Older individuals were kicked out of the hospital, sent back to nursing homes where they could spread it to other captive residents to make room for younger individuals. It was a mess. It was just a mess. So just to reiterate, if you have hearing loss, severe headaches, memory issues, dizziness, and you feel like it was from a sort of brain injury or a loud sound, you know, that, if you do go to your medical provider, because I've had patients call into telemedicine saying, yeah, I got this ringing in my ears, I got these bad headaches, it's a migraine, just give me migraine medicine. And I'll ask, I go, who diagnosed you with migraine? Oh, I just think it's a migraine. You know, it could be this. And always ask your medical provider, how do I know it's not this? You know, many of you feel your medical provider will not listen to you, won't spend time with you, will blow things off. That's a way to ask them to not blow things off. Say, look, I understand you're giving me this diagnosis, but I want to make sure I don't have X, Y, and Z. Teach me, because I don't want to bug you, and I don't want to bug an ER, but how do I know this isn't this? And sometimes you school the doctor. Now, I've had patients who ask the doctor, well, how do I know this isn't a heart attack? The doctor's like, oh, really? You think you're having a heart attack? Well, let me check you. So, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of the biggest headlines today was President Biden, and on Easter, signing a proclamation that for the Transgender Day of Visibility, which coincided being March 31st with the same day as Easter. And boy, has it drawn a lot of criticism and debate. And, guys, we definitely have bigger fish to fry. These proclamations, and I'm very well versed in proclamations because I ask governors every year to sign a proclamation. I would love the president to sign a proclamation for Blood Donation Day, and I hope he does. I mean, he's signing, you know, proclamations for Transgender Day of Visibility, which has existed since 2009. It falls on March 31st, 2024. But not all national holidays get proclamations from the president. So if he is going to do that, I would also like him to also, you know, proclaim National Blood Donation Day and things like that. But because Transgender Day of Visibility fell upon the same day as Easter, there is a lot of criticism for Biden, President Biden, overshadowing the Easter festivities with the Transgender Day of Visibility. And so there's been a lot of outrage. And, you know, I, it is, you know, to me, I think we are slowly kind of losing sight of what we really, really need to do in the White House and really need to do as politicians and really need to do as society. A Transgender Day of Visibility is a day to allow those who are transgender a day for themselves where they don't necessarily have to only wait till Pride Month. And I'm not exactly sure why the roots are March 31st. But many transgender patients I've had did not want necessarily the visibility. They many individuals who are transgender did not want society to look at them as their biological sex. They wanted society to look at them as the sex they are transitioning to. And just as many women don't want people to think that they're not real blondes, many individuals are not very open and wanting a lot of visibility about certain decisions they are making as it comes to their sexual characteristics and their phenotype and their physical characteristics. And so, you know, it is, you know, it's nice to have a day such as that. You know, Easter is one of the biggest days of the year, one of the, you know, that and Christmas, one of the biggest, most solemn days in, of the Christian faith. And so I see why some people are, you know, concerned. I don't mind there being a Transgender Day of Visibility. It's just, are we starting to lose sight of what actually we're supposed to be doing? You know, if somebody wants to have sex with a woman or man in a heterosexual relationship or a sexual relationship, does it really have to be publicized? Does it really have to be all, you know, I mean, if a man and woman get married, yay. If a man and man get married, yay. If a man and a woman get married, yay. But do there have to be national holidays about it? I mean, you know, there's National Bridesmaid Day. National Bridesmaid Day is the 25th. Does that get a presidential proclamation? Probably not. And so I think what's happening is there's so much pressure on political figures to appear that they are being progressive and inclusive and that, you know, sometimes from a PR standpoint, they could be, you know, I don't really want to see Biden has enough things to be ridiculed about. I don't want to see Biden ridiculed for making a proclamation. You know, but, you know, his unfortunately, people feel that the priorities are off. And you know, I don't mind proclamations being done. But, you know, why isn't he proclaiming blood donation when blood saves lives? You know, why isn't he proclaiming a day of Easter? No, why is he proclaiming, you know, and so sometimes the more you do, the more you start to, you know, is there gender fluid day? Is there lesbian day? Is there gender neutral day? Is there asexual day? And so is somebody going to ridicule Biden because he's not also proclaiming days for all the other individuals through the LGBTQAI plus 2S spectrum? And so, you know, I'm wondering if nobody's ever going to win. And as I've said, many transgenders don't necessarily want people asking them, are you transgender? Are you they want to be, why do you think they have pronouns? Why do you think the pronouns are a big deal? Now it's, well, what are your pronouns? Are you changing your pronouns? What do you wish your pronouns to be? Now, they do that so nobody misgenders, but the average transgender patient I had changed their name. And they're like, please call me Lisa. Please call me Bill. I always ask a patient, how would you like to be addressed? My mom's name is Karen. She doesn't like the name Karen. She never has. She goes, please call me Kay. My name is Dahlia. How would you like to be addressed? Dahlia. It's fine. Do you want to be called doctor? No, Dahlia is fine. We always ask people how they do we bring up their sex? Do we bring up their genitalia? And so, you know, I'm hearing from people that they don't necessarily, they kind of want their private lives private. You know, why does who they have sex with have to be all out there? Why do they, who they choose not to have sex with, has to be so public? Why does their choice in expressing their sex choice and gender have to be so public? And so what I recommend is that, you know, there are conversations with those. Do you think the average transgender athlete wants everybody concentrating on what their chromosomes are? They want to be identified as an athlete. Now, of course, that's caused a lot of controversy, especially when they're, you know, if they're, you know, exceeding records, you know, in that gender that they're competing in. But, you know, we're kind of forgetting the whole privacy aspect of things. And I know it's under the you know, pretense of, well, we're community. We want people to feel included. We want people, you know, I don't really need to have a group of individuals that I'm around that also like to sleep with men. I like to have sex with men. I don't have to be, I don't know. Some people do want that community. Some people do want to have, Trekkies want to have a community. But does it have to be national? And so I think there's a lot of pressure on our administrations to be very public and national and expressive for things that are kind of private. Well, if I get a breast reduction or implants, it's private. Well, if I have features such as facial hair that I want to change so I appear to be more feminine, it doesn't mean I'm transgender, I'm still a biological female, but when I make those changes to accent certain feminine qualities and decrease certain masculine qualities, I don't want it public. I mean, I tell you guys every now and then I need an upper lip wax, but for the most part, I don't really need that public. So it'll be interesting to see where we go with this, because I think we need to actually talk to the actual communities about if all this is helping or hurting. 1-877-DOCDELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, The medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.